Welcome to the presentation, Comprehensive Accessibility Training Means Training Everyone, Including Students, by Dr. Carolyn Speer. This presentation has a companion web page. You can find these slides along with scripted voiceover at www.ksarn.org/ahead2019/, or if you prefer, you can use the QR code provided on this slide. This is a presentation for the AHEAD Equity and Excellence Conference. AHEAD asks you to join us in creating a culture that reflects access and inclusion and civility and respect, this week and in all aspects of our organization. In today's presentation, we will discuss Wichita State and your presenter, Carolyn Speer, how to define accessibility, what the goals of accessibility are, what the instructor's role in accessibility is, who the instructor is, whether students need accessibility training. The in-person version of this presentation ended with time for questions. Because the remote attendees will not be participating synchronously and can't ask questions, we suggest you refer to the Kansas Accessibility Resource Network's Frequently Asked Questions Index at ksarn.org/FAQ/. Wichita State University is a public four-year university with approximately 15,700 students. WSU is an R2 doctoral higher research university with over 40 master's degrees and 12 doctoral degrees. WSU currently has an active all-content agreement with the National Federation of the Blind with a deadline of full accessibility in July of 2020. This slide contains a photograph of students entering the Radigan Student Center. Dr. Carolyn Speer, pictured on this slide, is the Manager of Instructional Design and Access at Wichita State. She runs a team of 9 full-time and 2 part-time staff, including designers, ed techs, and EIT auditor, and others. Earlier in her career, Dr. Speer was an English and political science professor at Friends University in Wichita, Kansas. Here's a question to consider. What is accessibility? Take a moment to think this over and then advance the slide. Accessibility is advance actions that make information available to the largest number of people without further intervention. Accessibility's goal is that all people have the same opportunity to participate fully and independently in life. Wichita State's accessibility goal is a streamlined version of these concepts. All students, same information, same time. It is important to note that accessibility is not the same thing as accommodation. Accommodation is reactive to an individual's needs. Ideally, improving accessibility will decrease the need for accommodation over time. Question to consider. What is the instructor's role in accessibility, not in accommodation? Take a moment to think this over and then advance the slide. The instructor's role in accessibility, from a WSU perspective, is this. The instructor is the architect of the course experience, the curator of relevant content, and the final guarantor of accessibility. Providing an accessible course experience is a consequence of academic freedom. Question to consider. Who is the instructor? Please take a moment to think this over and then advance the slide. The concept of instructor can be complex because while every course has at least one instructor of record, there are times when any number of additional people could provide instruction to students in the classroom setting. The definition of instructor in the agreement between Wichita State and the National Federation of the Blind defines instructors as all individuals who provide any course-related instruction to students, including but not limited to professors, lecturers, fellows, and teaching assistants. The phrase included but not limited to means the definition of instructor should be considered broadly. At Wichita State, we define it to include students when students are acting as instructors in a course. For example, when students provide online or in-person presentations or lead online or in-person discussions, they are taking on an instructor role. Also, when they share original videos or artwork or exchange essays for peer review, again, whether it is an online or face-to-face course, that is instruction. Those activities need to be accessible. And once we recognize that students participate in the crafting of the college experience of other students, it's important to recognize that much of that experience is outside the classroom. Of course, once we are outside the classroom, we are no longer subject to the idea that students are acting as instructors, but they still have an important impact on each other and need to be presenting themselves accessibly. When students are trained in accessibility, there is a better chance that student activities will reach more people. Question to consider: is training the same thing as education? And if they are distinct, whose job is it to train students? Take a moment to reflect on this question and then advance the slide. If we accept that students sometimes act as instructors and can impact the student experience of others outside the classroom as well, then it becomes clear that students require training in accessible presentation. However, our current systems are not designed to train students in accessibility, and instructors are not often prepared to be accessibility trainers. But these statements, while true, are not legitimate arguments against training. Through the Kansas Accessibility Resources Network, there are free, modular resources available to everyone interested in learning about accessibility, and these resources are designed to reach all learners, including students. These resources are online and are designed as short, on-demand courses with content in and an assessment. Learners who score 85% or higher on the accompanying assessment are offered a Credly.com badge to capture their learning. Through this kind of tracking, instructors can ensure that students are not retrained from term to term on content that they already know, and students can communicate their competencies to employers as well. At this time, there are 10 training courses on KSARN. Instructors do not have to create materials or spend time in their class delivering off-content training. All courses can be taken by all learners, but we group the course listing by likely target audience. This slide lists most of our current available courses, and we suggest that students would be interested in impairment awareness, accessible face-to-face presentation, creating accessible digital documents, creating accessible videos for students, and accessible conference presentations. In addition to these classes, we also offer creating accessible video for instructors and staff, introduction to web accessibility, and assistive technology. We also now offer a staff-focused course in remediating legacy documents. The Credly.com badges that learners can earn list the title of the course, the KSARN logo, and also the logo of the university partner that created the content. One of these badges is pictured on the slide. So why are we doing this? After all, I paid to travel to the AHEAD conference and have handouts created, and we have no intention of making money with this project. How am I not secretly a vendor? The short answer is that we created and are promoting KSARN as a service to the higher education community. Wichita State's situation with regard to the agreement with the National Federation of the Blind led to an early development of accessibility trainings. We needed a way to deliver these trainings to our instructors, staff, and students in an efficient and trackable way, and to solve our challenges, we decided to put the trainings on the web. Once they were there, it was clear that other Kansas institutions would benefit from them, and KSARN was born as a result of WSU's efforts to be a good citizen and leader in our state. Now that we are underway, the efficiencies that we created can easily be scaled to serve everyone needing accessibility training. This project is a free gift from Wichita State to the higher education community. And KSARN has been so successful that we have been able to attract partners. Wichita State is now joined by Kansas State University, Johnson County Community College, Butler Community College, and Cowley County Community College. Partners have authorship access to KSARN's WordPress site and can create courses, put training articles online, and index resources. We hope other institutions outside the state of Kansas will join us as partners in KSARN 2. After all, accessibility is everyone's job. to be successful at all its complex and varied challenges, we will have to work together, be willing to take some risks, and look for inexpensive, scalable solutions. At this point, it was time for questions and evaluations in the live presentation. Please refer to KSARN's FAQ at ksarn.org/FAQ/ for answers to some questions we hear a lot. If you would like to let us know if this presentation was worthwhile to you, please tell us by emailing KSARN at KSARN, KSARN at Wichita, WICHITA.edu. Thank you very much for your time.